is Omar, Omar Lei, so he answered back, Loi Zoch Sa Torah Liyav, Ela Shvach Nirum Ovad. You're talking right. The father only, the Torah only gave over to the father to chusim extra money that comes to her. If she finds a mitziyah, if she gets married and somebody gives her the money that's coming to her, that the Torah says goes to the father. But for the chavola, if somebody did damage to her, took away from her, that money goes to her, not to the father.
So the Gemara says, Eitzvei, have a kashim. It says, Achoy will be Eved Ivri. If you hit an Eved Ivri, it's chayim bekulin. You have to pay him for everything, 4-5. Chutz min ha-shevis bezman shushaloi. If the Eved Ivri belongs to you, then you do not have to pay him the shevis, since she's working for you. So the kashim is the same thing by your daughter also. Since the daughter, the paycheck goes to you, so lechura, if there's shevis involved, somebody has to pay her for the shevis should go to the father. Since her paycheck goes to the father anyway, the shevis will go to him, just like by Yon Eved Ivri, since Lamais is working for you, so you're putter for paying him on shevis. So your own daughter should also be the shevis at least. The compensation for not working should go to the father. So the Moran says, Abaye Taka says, that the Moed Rav b'shevis, the Maisi Yodeh Ad Shas Bagrus, the Avu Hevi. That Rav Taka agrees that when you have to pay the shevis to the daughter, the shevis does not go to her, but rather goes to the father. Because the Maisi Yodeh, whatever she works and makes, from the time when she's a Ketan until she's a Bagaris, goes to the father. So therefore, when you have to pay the shevis, that's a smart to say the shevis goes to the father. That's what we said before, the money goes to her, that's on the other, on the Nezik, the Tsar, the Shev, the Ripui, and Boishas, but not on the Shevis. Then the Morris and Novikashi says, Eisvei, Hachoivu Bibinai Godol, if he hit your oldest son, is Yitin Lai Miyad. You're supposed to pay him the Nezik, the money right away. Bibinai Kodin, if he hit your youngest son, Yasalai Segula, he's supposed to make, like, put the money away for a skula to invest it for him. Hachoivu Bibito Ktana, if he hit your younger daughter, Potter. You don't have to pay for lawyer, not only this, Elachem Shechov Lubo, Chayav Lita Liavio, that if somebody else hits her, he has to pay the money to the father. So here also we see if somebody hits a young girl, you have to pay the money to the father, not to her. So the Gemara says again, Hokinami Bishevis. Here also we're talking about the Shevis, the fact she's not working. That money goes to the father, but the rest goes to herself.
No, the Torah only gave over the Shvach Niurim to the father, but not the Chavolah. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Hokinami Yerul, so means the Shevis. That's what it says, the money goes to the father, is only the paycheck. Only the Shevis. That's if you have to pay for the daughter, the compensation that she's not working, so that money goes to the father. Because if she would be working, who gets the paycheck? The father. But the other Chavolas, the Nezek, the Tzah, the Boishes, the Ripoy, that money taka goes to her, not to the father. Then it says, now, Bevnoi Godol, Yitin Lo Miyad. If the father does damage to his oldest son, he has to give the money right away. Or Aminu Avakash, it says, Achaybu Bevnoi, Ubevnoi Sov, Shelacherim Gedoyle, Yitin Lo Miyad. If you do damage to somebody else's son, somebody else's daughter, they're older, you have to give them the money, have to pay them right away. Kitanim, if you do damage to other kids, is Yasalem Segula. Then the money you owe them, put it away in an investment. Alright, turn over. Here again. So if they're small kids of Acherim, so Yasalhem Segula. What about the Bonav of Benoistov Shaloi? Let's say you hit your own children. Potter, it says here you potter. Talking before we said by Benoi God Yechayim, and here it says you potter. Or even by Kotter it says before Yechayim, and here it says you potter. Armi Lakash Zayd is no Kasha. Kan Tisha Smuchim al Shechonoi, Kan Tishain Smuchim al Shechonoi. It depends if they rely on you or not. If they eat by your table, then you potter. If they don't eat on your table, they don't rely on you, then talk Yechayim. The Gemara says, "B'maya kimtul kamaisa." Where do we put the first case that says you are chayiv? B'shein smuchem al shechonai. When they're not somech al shechonai, they don't eat by you. Then, if you do damage to them, you have to pay them. The Yochi, you're so aim a safe. What does the safe say? Ha'choyvu bebita aktano. If you do damage to your younger daughter, potter. For lo yoy. Not only that, elachem shechov lebo chayov litel neviya ledido. Chayov litel neviya. You have to give the father. If somebody does damage to the daughter, the money goes to the father. Now the question is, if the daughter is not relying on the father's table, so the daughter doesn't get a panosa from the father, if so, because then if the father doesn't support her, so the money goes to herself, like she needs the money for her own mezoinus. So she should keep the money. Because we have filu l'man d'yama, even according to l'man d'yama, that yachal rav loimer, li'evad asemi v'yein ezonach, Even if your old master could tell his own Eved Kenani, you work for me for free, and I won't pay you. I'll tell you though, Hani Mili, when is this said? Be Eved Kenani. This is only said by regular Eved Kenani. We have this halacha. Ovid avidite kula yoma. You do work all day. Uliyurta zil schor v'yachol. At night time, do other business on the side. Or schor Rashi says, go around and ask money. Go around and collect money for yourself. So that's the locha by Neve Kenani. Avul Neve Ivri de Sivki Toiv le'imach, imach v'maych le'imach v'mishta. But if you have a Neve Ivri, you have no right to tell him, work for me and I won't feed you. But rather, imach v'maych le'imach, he has to be with you by eating. Imach v'mishta. That you have to feed your own Neve Ivri, you have to give him the drink. If so, le'kol shechein bevitoi, isn't it for sure that for your own daughter also, you have to feed her? So therefore, you can't tell her, work for me, I'm not going to feed you. Like, either you feed her, and then you could get the paycheck, or else the law is that you have to let her keep her paycheck. You have to let her keep her paycheck, you have to. So if so, here's the steer then. Like, if we're talking about she's not sending her shechonai, so what can you do? So my answer is, Kediyama Rova, Bray the Ravula. Lenitzko, you know what we're talking about over here. Elali Hadofa. We're talking about the extra money she makes. Rashi says, Hamoyser Amazonaiseho. True, the father is paying her. So the actual paycheck that she needs for the money, the food, that goes to the father. But she makes more than that. She makes much more money. So who gets the extra money? The extra money should go to her. So Tayyahochinami Lenitzko, Elali Hadofa. That the question is, the extra money, that goes to her. The more money that she has from the Zionists, the extra money goes to herself. So Mar says, so, for my Yukim to Lubas Reis, so why do we put in the second case? That we say, Yepotar Bismuchim al Shechonai. That if the children are Seimach and Yashuchan, then if the father does damage to them, then the father is Potter. Alright, we'll stop here.
I'll go up again a little bit more. It's
late. You're holding up Tei Zayin on my base. Go up again a little bit. Okay, I said it to that. Ubevinoi Godol Yitun Lemiyad. If he hits your oldest son, you have to pay him the Chavolo right away. Well, Ramino, I have a question. It says, Hachoybu Bebonavu Vinoi Sosh Lacherim. If he hits somebody else's children, is Gudel if they're older, Yitun Lemiyad. Give them the money right away. Kitanim, if they're small kids, Yaslam School, we'll soon see making an investment for them. We'll soon see what that means. Bebonavu Vinoi Sosh Lacherim. Let's say you hit your own children. Potter says here you potter, so it's a stira. Before we just said if you hit your own kids, you chayiv to pay the chavalam. And here it says if you hit your own kids, you potter. Samri, I'll tell you like this. Like kasha is no kasha. Ho kisha smuchim al shechonai. When they're relying on you, they're eating by you, you're supporting them, then you don't have to pay them. At least for the shevis, for sure not. Kan kishen smuchim al shechonai. When they're not relying upon you, they have their own work, then if you hurt them, you have to pay even for the shevis. For the work they can't do, that thing that's supporting themselves, then you have to pay them. If so, v'maya kimta l'kamaisa, what do you want to say the first case where you have to pay if you do damage to your own children? V'shein smuchim al shechonai, where they're not relying upon you, they're supporting themselves. Therefore, you have to pay for the damage you do to them. The yochi is so, aim a safe, what does the safe there say? Ha'choybu v'bita yektana pota. If you hit your younger daughter, for that you pota. V'loya, not only that, that if somebody else hits your younger daughter, the money goes to the father. So we said before, it means at least the sheves. The sheves, that goes to the father. Now the question is, if we're talking about now that these kids are not supported by the father, but they're supporting themselves, if so, the money should go to her, she has to support herself, the father's not supporting her. So why do we say that the Meshevis goes to the father, the money should go to her? So why? Because we have that Yochel Arav Loim Eliyevid, the master could say to his own Eved Kenani, I say in me v'eni zanoch, you work for me, even though I'm not going to support you. Hani, maybe when is that said, the Eved Kenani? To Yom, Allah, you have a right to tell him, Ovid Avid Etokul Yoyma, the whole day you just do good work for me. On the evening, zil schar v'yachol, go around the streets to houses, collect money for yourself. That's what you have a right to tell your Eved Kenani. Avol Eved Ivri, but if you have an Eved Ivri in your house, to here the Pasuk says, ki toiv lo imach, that we dash in imach the Michael imach the mishta. He has to be with you when you eat, when you have your rechveis steak. You have to give him steak. When you have your rechveis big schnapps there, you have to give him the schnapps to drink. No, for every cannot ever different, you can't do this. You have to let him eat and drink with you. If so, kol shechein bitoi, for sure, your own daughter also, that you can't just tell her to work for you when you're not going to feed her. So therefore, if you don't feed her, it has to be that she's working for herself, she has her own money. So if so, what if somebody damages her? Does the money go to the father? The money should go to her? She needs it for her mezainus. So Gemara says, to the Yomarova, Bray, the Ravula, l'nitzchei lo lahadofa. We're talking about that she makes more money than she needs for the mezainus. So Achinam here also, l'nitzchei lo lahadofa. In the case where she makes more money than she needs. So true, the money that she needs to support herself, that money goes to herself. But the more money that she makes, the extra money she makes, that she has a right to keep for herself. So therefore, if somebody does chavola, the extra money she makes, that goes to the father. Therefore, if somebody makes a chavola, she can't get a paycheck, so the hadoff for the extra money that she would have made, that second goes to the father. Now the Gemara says, "V'maya kintel v'asraisa, how are you saying the second case is, that we say if you hit your own children, you're potter, that they're supported by you, they're eating on your table. So therefore it says now, if somebody else hits them, so if they hit the older kids, give them the money right away. If they're small kids, you make an investment with it. So this is if somebody else hits your kids, in a case where your kids are being supported by you, by the father, the money goes to them. So the question is, am I, why? If you're telling me we're talking about now with the father supporting them, so then the money should go to the father. I'm going to tell you like this, no. When does the father like want to get back if he has a chosar, if he's missing something because of it? But over here, Sam Shvat, that comes miyalma, here he doesn't mind. The Rashi says, immediately the chosar, Rashi says, Lamayik goin, hecha the chavu ba'iyu, the name of Layanan zil shlim, where the father himself hits his kid. So then if you want the father to pay the money, that the father has a right to say, no, I'm supporting you. What do you mean you're taking money from me? I give you all the money. So that the father's makbul, he doesn't have to pay. But the yosemi alma, for where somebody else hits your kids, and now they have to pay him the money, who should get this money? Like kapit. Then the father doesn't mind that the money should go to the kid. Freddy Gemara, is this true? For your mitzia, what's going to be if your kid finds a mitzia, he walks down the street, and he finds a mitzia? Here the case is, Dimi Alma Kosi. It comes by itself. The father has no chaser. It comes by itself a mitzvah. The kid happened to be lucky that day and walked down the street and found $1,000 bill. $100 bill. Kosi. The kakopit. Amri, I'll tell you like this. Rav de Kosi Luhu Me Alma. The gain that comes from other places. Blessed loot Sarva de Gufayu the Gavom. And the kid has no tsar, no pain about it. So then it's a question, who should get this gain? Then kopit. Then the father says, listen, I'm supporting you. I'm giving you everything. If you found a $100 bill today, it goes to me. Then the father's not for to give it to him. Abu chavola. But in the case where somebody came and punched you in the nose, he did damage to the kid. The yisleit tsara de gufayu, that the kid had tsara, had pain from it. Now they have to pay you for the pain, pay for the damage they did to him. In such a case, or meyalma kosti, it also comes by itself. It's not taken away from the father. You're getting it meyalma. Here about the svar is, like kapit, that the father does not mind, and therefore the money goes to the kid. For the Gemara of a from the Islay. Now, God says, Lula Kapit. For a Hossam, the Islay, Sarah the Gufa, Miyama Kostula, the Kokopit, and still is Makbit. Why, the Katana, we said, for Loyoy de la Filo Acherim, Shechov Lobo, Chayov Little Yavia. You see, it said before by your young daughter. That somebody else hits the young daughter, so the money goes to the father. So see, the father is makbid, even though she gets tsar, and even though it comes meyalma, still the father is makbid, he wants the money. So I'll tell you like this, Amri Hossam de Gabra Kavdona, who? There we're talking about the case there, the ratio was, where the father is not supporting his kid. So if the father is not supporting his kid, what type of a father is that? He has to be a kavdona, the father is a very makbid, he's stingy. He doesn't want to give anything to his kids. So such a case, we say, when somebody now hits a younger daughter, the extra money that Adolfo goes to the father, because he's makbid, he's very stingy, he wants everything. Hossam di gavra kapadna, he's a gavra that's stingy, he doesn't support his own kids. who do ain't smuchim ashechonai. The kids are not relying upon him. So then we say, afilu b'midi b'yoslu meyalma kofid. Then Avada, the father, wants everything he could get. Even though the money comes from Yalma, the father wants it. But Hocha, over here, the Reisha, we're talking about the father is supporting his kids. Dilav Gavro, Kapadnahu. It's not a person that's makvid, he's not a person that's so stingy. To Smuchim al Shechon, the father supporting them. If so, Kiko Kopid. When do we say the father is makvid? Hataya b'midi b'kochosale. Only something that he's missing when the father has a loss. But the needy, the yosel, but to make the father pay the money, there we said the father doesn't want to pay the money. But the needy, the yosel, umiyalma, if somebody else hits your kid, then we say la kapid. Then avada the svar is the father's not makvid, that then the father agrees that the money should go to the kid. That's why here it says that the money we should make, if the kids are older, the money goes straight to him, and if the kids are ketanim, then we have to make a skula. We have to make an investment for them. Now the Gemara says, my skula, what kind of investment do you do for your kid? Rav Chizdur Am Sefer Torah, the best investment. Buy a Sefer Torah for your kid. With the money, buy a Sefer Torah that will stay, will be a good investment for him. Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Dikla, to Ochel Minei Tamri. Buy him a palm tree that you can eat the dates from it. That's a good thing. V'chein Amar Rav Shlokish. Shlokish also says, and we said before, that Leizos Torah Liyav Leshvach Nurim Bavad. That somebody hits your younger daughter, so the Chavolo, the Nezek, the Tsar, the boishes goes to the daughter, not to the father. The father Torah only gave the shvach nirum to the father, and not the chavola of the daughter. Rabbi Yechon says, "Afilu p'tziya." Even p'tziya also goes to the father. Know that these chavolas also go to the father. For the Gemara, p'tziya sagadaitach. A p'tziya means somebody gave her a wound. The most habimina is without a nezik. She didn't. Her valuation didn't become less. So, if so, why does the money go to the father then? Afilu Rabbi Lazar looking in boyle.